Mindy Grohman and Ariella Abramson, and they're chatting to us. Guys, thank you so much for coming on the New Blue Review.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, very, very cool to have you guys on via this Skype, via the studio, via the Skype edition of the show. By the way, if you want to ask any questions to our guests, you can telegram us 061-895-1019 or SMS us on 34519. I'm sure that you will want to take some questions about how you can help with this corona issue. Mandy, let's start off with you, just in case people are not sure. What is Cadena and how does it fit in to everything that we're doing in the community?
Well, Cadena is basically the humanitarian arm of the Jewish community. It's an organization that was started by the Jewish community in Mexico around 15 years ago, where a couple of members of the community there decided that Jews needed to show up to a natural disaster, and they responded to an earthquake. And from there, Cadena grew. And it's about giving hand-to-hand direct aid to the people who need it, to those most in need. So in Africa, we aim to do that locally and to be the gateway to Southern Africa.
Now, of course, this is not the first kind of disaster that you're addressing. I think many people in the community would have known you already from the work that you've been doing in Mozambique. You've done a couple of other things as well. So you have gotten off the ground already in South Africa.
Yes, we have gotten off the ground, and the community's been great. They're getting more and more involved as people find out more and more about it. So it's great to be doing this within a community of caretakers, in a community of people that really care, that really want to help and want to get involved.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously this corona issue, COVID-19 issue is hitting everyone sort of from multi angles, and you guys have taken kind of a specific approach. So let's get into that. What kind of things have you been doing to address the corona issue?
Okay, so we've been in touch with a bunch of people. Clive Mashishi's been great with getting information to us, and he said the two things that were mainly missing out in a lot of the townships was basic information. The information that's coming through to us is not necessarily getting there. Tips and prevention, tips on prevention of corona, how to avoid it, just the washing the hands, the social distancing. So we started with an information campaign where we're distributing digital flyers, printed flyers in various languages, and we're doing a campaign of videos where we released Sotho videos and Zulu. We're working on the Xhosa ones, and we're trying to get it out in as many languages as possible. And then we're also working on getting together toiletries, hand sanitizer, and food. We partnered up with Corona Care for South Africa and with Feed SA, who are both running fantastic campaigns. And in conjunction with them, we're trying to get food packages, we're trying to get hand sanitizer, all funding for that. Feed SA has an incredible campaign where you can share a little video to try and encourage other people to donate if you can't. And that's what we're working on, is trying to stem the outbreak, basically flatten the curve so that our neighbors, the people within the communities right around us, that this virus doesn't tear through their community.
I mean, you are sort of the director of Cadena in South Africa, but Ariel is actually a volunteer, and she's been working on some of the projects. I want to bring her in here. Ariel, why did you decide to volunteer for this kind of work in the community?
So I think that question's answered in two ways. The first element is that I'm very, very deeply passionate about vulnerable populations who often don't always have a voice and who fall into the mainstreams of the systems that sort of exist in our communities. And I'm going to be working with Cadena on an international program that has unfortunately been delayed. So this was the perfect opportunity to really get involved and help those people who are extremely vulnerable and who do need that extra hand of support and solidarity and insight.
Yeah, absolutely. I can certainly see how we need to make sure that we're bridging these sorts of gaps just right at the moment because of the various problems that are facing us. I imagine that this particular thing, it poses a unique challenge. You know, normally the question is, how do you get stuff to people? How do you organize properly? But at the moment, it's kind of difficult because you can't have meetings face-to-face or hand-to-hand, as you said, Mendy, earlier. What has it been like organizing a campaign where it's more difficult to actually talk to people and see people?
It hasn't really been that challenging because Mandy and I have worked really well as a team in connecting and distributing what needs to be reached out to the community. And I think social media and the electrical field that we're living in today has really benefited that. Hey, Mandy?
Definitely. It's made all the difference. I mean, we're sitting in three different locations right now having a conversation to the entire community that wants to listen. It's a different world now.
So you can actually coordinate a response, get it out there, and start basically changing stuff.
Definitely, Ariel was, for example, we needed a graphic designer to help out. So Ariel did what she does. She got on the line. She found a graphic designer who's helped us design flyers. I've never met this person. We discussed it over email, but we can do that these days.
And I think on that. That's a true test, the solidarity of how people are really coming together to work towards a collective effort in responding to the virus and supporting each and every person that really may not have that educational insight and does need it.
We're talking today to Kadena South Africa. They are the Jewish Relief Agency. If you want to be part of the conversation, you can definitely do so. You can WhatsApp, Telegram us on 061-895-1019, or you can SMS us on 34519. We'll take a short break. We'll be back just after this.
This is the New Blue Review with Benji Schulman.
101.9 Chai FM. Talking today to Kadena South Africa about their response to the COVID-19 disease and virus. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about collaboration, having to do so under conditions of not being able to meet people face to face. Nonetheless, there does seem to have been some good collaboration and lots of interest from civil society. How are you working with government and with different civil society? How is that working for you, and where are we playing a role as a community?
So with government, one of our board members, Dr. Mpopalatse, put me in touch with Liziwe, who runs the area of the Alexander, Sandton, Four Ways area. And she's been doing research for us into the best places for us to distribute where we'll be able to do it in sort of stagger distribution so that we're not attracting a big crowd at the same time and in the communities where it'll be the most effective.
And what about other NGOs?
Other NGOs, so Corona Care for South Africa, they obviously popped up recently, and they've been instrumental in putting different NGOs in touch with each other, making sure that people aren't unnecessarily overlapping in efforts. So, for example, they're the ones who put us in touch with Feed SA. And the three of us, along with the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, has launched this campaign, and we're all pooling our resources and efforts to work together so that we can have the most effective campaign, the most maximum outreach.
Now, Ariel, you've been working on the social media side and getting things out there. What has been the response that you've seen so far from people in the cyberspace?
So I think there's two sides. So the first side is, I think Kadena, it's still a new NGO, so people are still getting their feels in terms of what to do, where do they fit in, and how as a community can they really work with the NGO. So in that regard, there's a lot of scope for people to get involved. And the other side is that people have been very, very humble and very polite in the way that they've contacted Mandy and their donations and how generous they have been in wanting to get involved in terms of financial compensation, as well as in distributing the hygiene kits, the water sanitation, as well as providing the pamphlets and the information for the pamphlets for healthcare workers in communities.
So maybe actually let's have that discussion. What kind of things can the community be doing? If you're kind of stuck at home and you want to make a difference, what kind of things can people be doing to help their effort in this regard?
Oh my gosh, it is so much that people can be doing. I think from your adolescence, living on social media, on their TikToks, on their Instagrams, sharing, posting, getting the conversation going about what humanitarian aid actually is and what it looks like to them. And also maybe having conversations with people in their own homes, you know, and that can link into their elderly, and that they can speak to their grandparents and connect with their grandparents in terms of why is it that this virus is so detrimental to them, considering what they have lived through across their lifetimes. And as well as, you know, the adults, parents, they are able to create such possibilities from their homes and connecting with their kids, and in not only having to financially contribute, but also, you know, we're very mindful as the NGO that finances are really affecting everybody in a very, you know, it's affecting everybody. And so what they can do in terms of getting involved with the NGO is that they can share on Facebook, they can start the conversation on social media, and if they are able to distribute finances, that'll be amazing for us as the NGO in getting out into these communities. Mandy, that's what I would say. What do you say?
Well, I mean, for specifically, the way people can get involved with this campaign is if people can donate, there's on the Kadena South Africa Facebook page, there's a link. You can donate via transfer or via credit card. We're also looking for in-kind donations, and we have a drop-off point at Moishi's where you can drop off any toiletries, hand sanitizers, or any non-perishable food items. Corona Care South Africa also has drop-off points at 7th Avenue in Houghton, the Base Shul in Sunny Road, Eden College. There's also drop-off points in KwaZulu-Natal and Western Cape, which you can see on their Facebook page. And Feed SA is running a fantastic campaign where people shoot videos and encourage organizations to chip in and get involved. So there's a lot of ways people can get involved. If you're out shopping, we encourage you to drop off at our drop-off points. If you're not out, stay at home, and we encourage you to get involved in one of the other ways. You can share the flyers around. You can share our links. You can share Feed SA or Corona Care for South Africa's links, and just get involved. Try spread the information.
Sorry, Benji, one last thing is that, you know, we really recognize the panic and the elements of this feeling of being so out of control due to the unpredictability. And the way to combat that in communities and within families is just to start caring and start communicating and start connecting and really try reframing how to get involved with what this virus is doing in a productive and effective way.
Now, one of the things that you guys have done is just released these videos that you spoke about, which explain sort of basic, as you say, corona care in various languages other than English. Where can people access them? Because I do think that if you have someone who might have access to networks in those languages, then it would really be useful to be sharing those videos and asking them to send it onto their networks.
So they're both on the Kadena South Africa Facebook page, and underneath each of the videos, there's a link where you can download smaller versions that people can forward off via WhatsApp, via text. It doesn't have to be through our Facebook page. We just want the information to get out.
Okay, so that's what's out there. So what is the best way to be contacting you guys if people want to make donations, they want to share the videos, they want to volunteer in other ways, maybe how to contact you, but what is the best way to do that?
Through our Kadena South Africa Facebook page, there's you can send a message there, there's an email address there, there's a phone number there. However you like to get a hold of us, you can do it. You can email operations.sa@kadena.ngo. People get hold of us in any way. For example, on Friday, the Jewish Women's Benevolent Society got hold of us to make a very generous donation because they're excited about the work we're doing. And we want to thank them for that.
Fantastic. Yeah, and I've definitely seen that there has been a lot of people who have been donating. So I think that is really great. Just give us that email address again in case people don't have Facebook.
It's operations.sa@kadena.ngo. Well, you can call on 082-893-7233.
Okay, there you go. That is Kadena South Africa and the work that they're doing. Ariel, who is a volunteer for the organization, and Mendy, who is a director. Guys, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with the work that you're doing in helping combat this virus.
Thank you, Benji.
Thank you, Benji.
There we go. That is Kadena South Africa and the work that is going on from our community to help stem the spread of this virus. Do help them if you can. I think that if you've seen the videos, they're really, really excellent, and they just show what needs to be done. And so if you have someone who is proficient in Sotho and knows other people who are speaking that language in their community, please send it on to them. Same thing with the Zulu videos. There is an opportunity to use WhatsApp in a positive way, and of course you can donate and help out. I just think it's a really, really good opportunity. So yeah, that is what's going on right at the moment with Kadena, and I'm very happy to see.